Good evening. I feel a desperate need for your prayers this evening. The Lord has really been working on me. I have lots of directions. My thoughts have been going recently, and He's been dealing with me a lot on a lot of my own personal growth. I've had a lot of personal growth and lots of opportunities to grow recently. I don't know if you've ever had a supervisor or someone come to you at work maybe and say, "Hey, I've got an opportunity for you." That usually doesn't mean it's, a lot of times that comes with extra work or maybe extra responsibilities, or when someone says they have an opportunity for you, especially in the work sense, it doesn't usually mean it's all pleasant. Sometimes it may not be pleasant at all. That may just be the way they word it, but I've had that happen. So I've had lots of opportunities recently. Still feel like I'm having lots of opportunities. But I have a message tonight of, I hope, encouragement. And hopefully it's an encouragement to y'all as it has been to me. Recently I was out in western Wyoming this past week for work. I had to go out there and be on site with a client for a week, and that was my first time to really spend much time in that part of the country. I've been in the mountainous areas of Colorado and kind of driving across the grasslands and the prairies, but spending time in western Wyoming was a different, It's its own kind of beauty. I'll just say there's nothing out there. You drive for a long ways and you see nothing but sagebrush and rocks and pronghorn, and that's about it. And a lot of times on those state highways, you could park right in the middle of the highway and go take a hike and come back, and no one would have been inconvenienced by your car sitting there. Because at one point I stopped and went fishing in a little river down off of some public access, and it was a main state highway, and I parked, and while I was down at the river, I could see the highway, and I could see my car parked up there, and I don't think a single car drove by one or two cars the entire hour and a half that I was there. And it was a highway. It wasn't just a little county road somewhere. So it was different. One of the things that I noticed while I was out there is there was very little, you wouldn't consider it to be lush. You wouldn't go out there and think, "Well, this is where I'd like to plant a garden." Kind of look at it and think it really isn't the best place to raise livestock. However, there were lots of ranches and, I don't know, what do you call a sheep ranch or farm? Lots of sheep out there too. But you wouldn't look at that and think, "This is where I'd like to, this is a well-watered, good place for me to raise things." No trees, not a tree in sight. Until you come around maybe a bend and down to a bottom, and there may be a big mesa up above you, and you see trees. And you can follow this, kind of see what's going on, and you realize, well, that's a river. The only place that I saw trees, at least in this part of Wyoming that I was at, was near the rivers. You would be right by the river and there'd be trees. You step back from the river just a little ways, 30, 40 yards, no trees. You had a very small window there, a little small area where there's trees, and you could be driving. You can see for miles and miles and miles in Wyoming, just a long ways. And you could see from way away where the river is. If you don't know where the river is, well, you just start kind of looking and see where you see a tree, and, well, that's probably either a river or something. Sometimes people had them around their houses, but they had sprinklers. And I noticed, too, that the towns usually were near some sort of water. They're usually near a small river or a creek or a big river. Most of them were near those, and I noticed that their grass was green. But then I started noticing, too, that there would be sprinklers running. And I don't know this, but I think that they were pulling the water. I doubt they were drilling down to the water table and just running a sprinkler, like, because they were running for hours. What I suppose is probably happening, they probably had some sort of a pump system to pull out of the river to water their grass, to make their yards look green. They had, and of course some of the towns had a reservoir that upriver, and they would use the water from that. Saying all this to get to a couple of scriptures that the Lord has been working with me on. The first one that he brought to my mind is in Jeremiah 17. It's Jeremiah 17 and 7. It says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and in who all of his hope is in. The one who has his hope in Jesus Christ, the one who has all of his trust in, is he shall be as a tree that's planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I was challenged by that scripture. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, spreading out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. Out there in Wyoming, the climate is what I would consider probably pretty harsh. The wind is blowing all the time. It gets bitterly cold. They have their summers can get pretty warm, and they don't have a lot of rain. But what this scripture is talking about is the tree doesn't care. The one that's planted by the river. And you can tell by looking at the trees, there's some pretty big trees that were by the rivers. And it says they spread out their roots by the river and shall not see when the heat cometh. And a leaf shall be green and shall not be careful for the year of drought. The trees don't, especially the ones by the main rivers there that don't go dry, those trees don't care that they're in the middle of the desert. Those trees that are out there in the middle of Wyoming don't care that nothing is supposed to grow there. They don't care that it's in the middle of what would be considered high desert, and it's not a suitable place for anything to grow. To them, it is. They have plenty of water. They have all they need. They're able to spread their roots out. They're able to get as much water, as much nutrients as they want, as they need. The stuff, the things coming down the river, the trees able to feed on the nutrients that come from that. They're able to feed and get the water that they need. Shall not be careful in the year of drought, and neither shall they cease from yielding fruit. Now, I have no clue what kind of trees these were. I don't know if they have fruit or not. But neither shall they cease from yielding fruit. So this is the challenge that the Lord gave me. We are in a dry and dusty place. This world is not suitable for things to grow. You, absence of the Lord, you go try to just, we see it. We see what humanity is like in the absence of truth, the absence of understanding and right. We see what happens. It's a dry, barren land. Nothing about it brings forth any kind of benefit. You're not going to grow a garden out there. You're not going to grow anything useful out there. If I went out to the middle of Wyoming where I was staying and tried to plant me a garden, I doubt the seed would even do anything. Because it's sandy, dry, rocky dirt. But if I chose to go over by the river and choose a spot where I could maybe put some soil down and where it was constantly watered, things would start growing, and I would suspect I could probably plant some trees by the river. I saw people that had trees and they kept them watered. My challenge that the Lord has given me so many times is to see Him and all the things that are in my life, to recognize where He is at in my life. It's so easy for me, and I suspect for you too, It's so easy for us to get up in the morning, to live life day in and day out, and not recognize the hand of the Lord in our lives, in the moments that He's trying to feed us, the moments that He's, well, the scriptures talk about every good gift or every good thing that comes from the Father. I can't remember the reference, but it's something similar to that. I got to thinking about that. Every good thing, I think it's how it's worded. Well, I'm going to just tell a little story. And y'all may think it's humorous, may think I'm being ridiculous, I don't know. While I was up there, someone had told me a place to go fish. So I went to go try it, and I was fishing, it's up in the reservoir. And so I was trying it, and I could not catch a fish. I could see them running up and down the shore there. I could see them running. Every once in a while, I would rise up to my bait and then go back. They weren't interested. So I fished there for a long time, being pretty stubborn because someone told me, well, that's where they catch the fish. Well, I decided, well, I'm going to try something. I'm going to go down to the bottom of the dam and fish where the water's coming out of the reservoir and see if I can do anything there. And I was, that last week was one of those opportunities. I'll just say that. It was, I had an ideal of how I thought the week was going to go. I had a kind of a plan of, well, I'm going to have some time to be able to spend some time with the Lord. I'm going to have some quiet times. I'm going to have some moments that, you know, it's going to be really nice. I'll be out in Wyoming, see the beauty of the Lord's creation. When I get done working, I'll be able to go back to my little Airbnb and spend some time with the Lord and just be quiet. And that's not what happened. I would get done with work at the plant I was working at, go spend a little time in the evening, an hour, hour and a half, go try to fish a little bit because I wanted to try to clear my head just a little, go eat supper and then work till 1 or 2 in the morning, get up and work the next day at the plant. And I'm not doing this for a sob story, but it didn't go like I had planned. I thought I was going to get to spend some real good quality time with the Lord. And I was thinking that, like, Lord, I don't understand. This was a great time. Why did I get so many deadlines this week? You're in control of all this. And I didn't know I was going to get into all this evening. But I was thinking, I was like, Lord, I don't understand why this has to be this way. Because I was intending, I had great intentions. But I think it was an opportunity the Lord was putting in my path. But going back to, I was fishing that evening, and I prayed. I said, Lord, you know, I would love to catch a trout. I think I've caught one other trout in my entire life. So I was like, well, this is a very unique opportunity. I would love to do that. And I walked down, well, I drove around, and then I fished a little bit on a far end, and I came back to where the river was coming out from underneath the dam. And 3 cast, 3 fish. And I remember thinking, I was like, Lord, thank you. I was admiring the beautiful trout. It was a beautiful fish. So I was admiring that before I put it back. I took a picture or two and put it back. And then later, and last night, I think it was, I was sitting thinking about that, about every good thing. Scripture's failing me right now. And I was thinking, even that, I said, Lord, to me, that was a good thing. That was a gift from you. That if I'm not careful, I can just think I'm a good fisherman. I caught that fish. I was in the right place at the right time. I chose the right bait. And a lot of people would say that I was at the right place, right time. I caught that fish just because it happened chance. Well, I choose to believe that's not what happened. I choose to believe that God gave me that. And like I said, y'all may think that's foolish, but it meant a lot to me. Those things, the Lord has challenged me to see those things, to see God in those things, to see God in a rainstorm when I'm not able to mow. Yesterday I planned to mow. I planned to mow twice yesterday, and both times it didn't work out. The Lord gave us rain. To see the Lord in the things that maybe sometimes we don't even see as good. And blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. And whose hope the Lord is. The man who is able to say, you know what, Lord? I trust that all these good things And even these things that seem to not be good, that turn out they are all from you. And you're doing it for my benefit because your goal is that I can plant myself. I can plant myself by a river, which is the supply that God has for us. The script, there's several different scriptures, but there's one about the stream, a river of, there's a stream whereof the rivers thereof are makes glad the city of God, I think is how it goes. There's and then there's scriptures in Ezekiel about the river that's coming out from underneath the door of the temple. And I think there's references in Revelations about a river, the river of life that's there's, and Jesus talks about himself being the water, the drink of him at the well. They're talking about the woman at the well of, I have water to offer you that you don't even understand, that I want to be planted right next to that river. And thank the Lord, sometimes we can start stretching our roots out to those dry, dusty spots and thinking, well, that looks kind of interesting over there. I'd like to see what that's all about. And we can even start transplanting some of our assets, our things away from what the Lord would have us do. And before we realize it, we have migrated ourselves way away from the very thing that's providing us life. That instead of trusting in the Lord and hope in the Lord, I start, kind of like what I was talking about with the fishing, I start trusting, well, I'm a pretty good fisherman. I know what lure to pick. I know where to go in the river. I know where in the river bends to fish. And so I'm getting pretty good at this. Well, I just kind of uprooted something from that river, from near that river, because I'm starting to trust in myself, and my hope is starting to be in my abilities. And I'm going to give another example. So I thought I knew what I was doing. I went fishing another evening for a few minutes, and I went down to this little river, and I found a spot. I was like, oh, this is the spot, because everything I knew about trout, which not much, everything I thought I knew about trout fishing, that this was the troutiest spot I'd ever seen in my life. It was a spot where the river turned. There's a big, deep hole in the backside of the turn. There are some eddies where the water would swirl, and it was perfect. And so I thought, well, this is even better than the spot that I caught my other fish. Nothing. I tried every bait I had in my little tackle box. I tried everything I knew to try, and I didn't get a single bite. Well, I think that was kind of a lesson from the Lord, is that I don't know what I'm doing. There's no reason for me to trust in myself. There's no reason to hope in myself either, because of I can't make the things happen. I couldn't make the fish bite. I'm sure there was fish in there. I'm sure there was fish in that hole, but they didn't bite for whatever reason. Lord, help us whenever we start. When we lose sight of what it is that the Lord is doing in our lives, we've heard this morning about being a light to the people that are around us. It was a challenge to me to think about that there may be a person in my life that the Lord put there. Simply, I may be at the job that I'm at simply because there's someone who needed to hear the experiences that I've had. There may be someone who needs to hear my perspective on what the Lord has done in my life, may need to hear my perspective on what Jesus has done for us as humanity. That may be the only reason I'm working there right now. I don't know. I don't know the Lord, because I can look back and see the path that the Lord put me on to get to the place that I'm working at right now. There was places that I thought a job ago that I was at the place I was going to retire. I thought, this is it. This is where I'm going to end my career. This is where I'm going to work. Well, that's not what the Lord had planned, because he made things, he got to work things out where things started getting really bad, and I couldn't understand. I was like, Lord, just help me get through it. So I tried to power through for a long time, and then some doors started opening, and things started happening. And this goes all the way back to when I got out of school and started working. I can see the path that the Lord had me on the different difficulties and things I had to go through to get me to where I'm at right now. And if I, well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't always have all of my trust in the Lord through that path. I didn't always have all of my hope in the Lord in that path, because there was times where I did not understand, and I bucked and I fought. But now that I look back, I can see that that path was perfect to get me to here, to deal with the situations that I'm in now. I have children. I have people that look up to me. I have people at work that I work with that I have had really good discussions with. None of that would have happened if I would have tried to pull up my roots and move away from what the Lord had for me. And there was times that I did. There was times that I did uproot some things and not follow the path that the Lord wanted me to follow, and not have the right attitudes and not have the hope and the trust in Him that He wanted. And I suffered for it. There was times that I didn't have any fruit to yield. And there was times that I'm ashamed to say that I wasn't. I think my leaves did wither a little bit, and I didn't always have fruit. But I thank the Lord for His. Well, I think there's a scripture in Isaiah. It might be. I might have written that one down. I don't remember. I don't have it labeled. Is Isaiah 43 maybe the one I'm thinking of that says, rivers in the dry places? 43 and 19 is what I've written down. Yeah, behold, I will do a new thing. Isaiah 43 and 19. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Lord has many, many times fed and watered me in places that I thought there was nothing to feed and water. I would look with my human eye and think, there's no way. There's no way that there could any good come of this. There's no way that I'm in the right spot. And then here comes a river. Like I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I think that's trying to see if there's another scripture that I had in mind.
Isaiah 41:18.
Yes, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. The Lord has helped me many, many times uproot and pull things up and move it closer to where it needed to be and replant and say, let's move over here closer to the river. Let's move over closer to this flowing river that I have for you. I have, well, there's so many scriptures in the verses in the Bible and the Gospels and the epistles and all those that say, talking about the vast amount of riches and nourishment that is available to us if only we'll draw ourselves closer to the Lord, to the source, which is talking about well, let's go to Psalm. There's another verse that goes right with this. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, that one, which not only we're supposed to hope and trust, but delight in the law of the Lord, and in His law that meditate day and night. That sounds like the promise in Deuteronomy, doesn't it? Where when you're standing up, when you're sitting down, when you're walking by the way, when you're, whatever you're doing, keep it in front of you. Wherever you're at, I want you, this is what I want. I want you to do these things. And then the Lord listed a whole bunch of promises. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Lord, help us. I am so challenged that I would plant myself as close to the river as I can, the source, and quit turning and looking at this, the wide open spaces behind me, to see if there's anything I can do back there to get my mind off of myself, get my mind off of what I can do, what I can change, and instead focus on trust in the Lord, place my hope in Him, delight in Him, and get as close to Him as I possibly can. Because that's where the source of life is. That's where the source, that's where the hope comes from. That's where the joy that comes bubbling out of us that the scriptures talk about, that the joy that comes out of my heart, because it's what's inside of the man is what comes out. That's where it comes from. Because if I'm dry and dusty inside, but I'm trying to tape on a bunch of pretty leaves and fruit, that dry and dusty stuff is going to come out at some point. And it does. It will come. You can patch it on as much as you want, but that dry and dusty stuff comes out at the most inopportune times. And it'll rear its head, and you'll think, where did that come from? And it's because I've stepped away from the river. I've gotten too far. Just like I saw with those trees in Wyoming, there was a place. You had real healthy trees, and the farther you got away from the river, they got smaller and smaller. And at some point, there was a line where there was no trees. There was nothing. There was no nourishment. There was no water. I don't want to be one of those trees that gets as far to the edge so I can just survive. That's not what I want. I don't want to be one of the trees just barely hanging on. I got enough root that I'm staying alive. That's not attractive to me. I want to be one of the trees that's as close as I can get to suck up all the moisture and all the nutrients that I can get. Y'all pray for me. I want us all to be strengthened and able to stand when the storms come, to be able to have fruit. What the scripture says, where his fruit doesn't fail. Whenever it's time for my fruit to come off, I want it to be there. I don't want it to be real. I don't want it to be something that I've tried to manufacture myself, that I try to do on my own, because it's going to taste awful. And people will see that. They'll understand and realize that he does not have the real source. He's pretending. Y'all pray for me that I would be able to follow the Lord, put all of my trust, all of my hope, and to truly delight in him. Amen.